And for 10 years, the theme song, I'll Be There For You by the Rembrandts, has kicked off every episode of Friends. For 10 years, we've waited for someone, anyone, to point out the blatant untruths the song contains. Now, at last, Day to Day's Mike Pesca applies his forensic skills to a textual analysis of the Friends theme song.
So it begins.
No one told you that was gonna be this way.
In fact, life is not this way. No one can get the good seats at the coffee shop so often. But it's a sitcom. It's here to entertain. I get it. There's no need to be bitter. Okay, I'm bitter. Over the years, all the fortunes of the Friends have steadily improved. Not at all in keeping with macroeconomic trends, by the way. For instance, in real life, only a few vertebrate paleontology positions have opened in the past decade, according to Donald Prothero of the Society for Vertebrate Paleontology. But the friend who is a paleontologist has done just fine. The fibs are piling up. Stop right there. They're not broke, at least not in a way anyone who's actually broke would recognize. Take their living conditions. The market value of the smaller of the two-bedroom apartments featured on the show is estimated to be about $4,000 a month. The bigger apartment across the hall would go for $6,000 a month, but as has been explained, it's an illegal sublet. But still, the Friends aren't relying on payday lenders to get through the week. So what started out as unverifiable lyrics in the service of a jaunty melody is quickly turning into a mountain of mendacity. And now comes the biggest whopper of all. Your love life's DOA. Even if you've watched only 10 minutes of just one very special episode, you know that sex is to Friends what rectangles are to Mondrian. I emailed the writers and editors of an extremely thorough Friends website and asked them to estimate the number of liaisons all six Friends have had over the 10 years of the show. The estimates ranged from 1,700 to 2,400. That's 40 different partners per year, per friend, and that takes into account the extended periods where the Friends were married, pregnant, or practicing paleontology. It is the truth that is, in fact, DOA.
It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
Which isn't really an expression, stuck in first gear, the lowest gear, that would make more sense, but what it does is it sets up the next blatant hypocrisy.
And it hasn't been your day, week, month.
Oh, those poor Friends. All they have is each other and 2,400 partners, huge apartments, and no-show paleontology jobs. You know, TV themes haven't been straight with us since at least the 1960s.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed, a poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed.
We've all seen Jethro and Ellie Mae. They were very well fed. Even in the opening credits, as they were just moving into Beverly. Then there was the Gilligan's Island little-remembered closing theme song.
No phone, no lights, no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
The professor did build a radio, a motor car, and a lot of other luxuries out of coconuts and bamboo. But the Friends theme song lies are even more insidious. Because they ask us to identify with the Friends, and then for 10 years presented a total fantasy. Unless, and this is what I've been telling myself in order to get through the Friends theme, unless the pronoun in the song, the you, isn't the Friends singing to each other. Unless the you is us, the audience. And the song is saying, your life is stuck in second gear, but we, the fabulous TV actors with our great hair and outsized apartments, will be there for you, the friendless, the broke, the unwitty. And for 10 years, they've held up their end of that bargain. Except the paleontologist. That guy's just annoying. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.